Welcome to the Presbycan Daily Devotional Podcast for Thursday, May the 9th, 2024, entitled, Does a Problem Exist? Written by Stephen French of Abbotsford, British Columbia, Canada, and based on 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 to 9 in the New King James Version. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Recently, I experienced a problem with my computer, and a tech person was helping me. After some searching, he discovered the problem. He looked at me and said, "You have PEBCAC." My first thought was that my computer had a virus because I had just come through both COVID-19 and the flu at the same time, and it was bad. I was somewhat humbled when he explained that PEBCAC is an acronym for Problem Exists Between Keyboard and Chair, which is a polite term for user error. Humiliation changed to conviction as a new acronym, PEBAS, formed in my mind. Problem exists because of unconfessed sin. Bible verses were flooding my mind like Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. I began humming the tune by J. Edwin Orr. Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Judges chapter 21, verse 25 reads, In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. It appears these days that very few people, even Christians, know what sin is anymore. To expect God to forgive us without our taking sin seriously cheapens his grace and lacks trust in the atonement that Christ provided for us. We need to repent. Sin separates us from God. Unconfessed sin is a problem of believers, not unbelievers. Believers are already forgiven in Christ, but still sometimes commit sin and need to ask God for forgiveness and cleansing. Repentance comes only through the power of the Holy Spirit and dependence on the Lord. It is a wonderful gift that God has given us. Remember PEBAS, and by God's grace follow through. You may want to pray this prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your loving kindness that leads us to repentance. You have convicted me of my sin. Help me to be quick to acknowledge that sin before you, and even quicker to turn from my sinful ways. May my repentance be sincere, genuine, and guided by the Holy Spirit as I come with a willing mind, a contrite heart, and true godly sorrow. Thank you for your forgiveness as you cleanse me from every sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.